Well, for many years now, the spaza shop mom and pops dotted around the country's rural and peri-urban landscape that are owned by South Africans have decried the encroaching bargaining power of largely Somali traders, and the fact that government has been more of a handbrake thrown into red tape than an enabling partner. Well, it's precisely for that the story that broke last week of FinTech 8 Pay with the backing of the SASME Fund and support from the Government Jobs Fund is such an exciting one. It's thrown its way behind the spaza community. And to find out more, I've got Ketso Gordon, CEO of the SASME Fund, on the line. Evening, Ketso.
Hi, Michael, and to your listeners too.
Now, it's a really exciting and some would say long overdue initiative, this. How has it been structured? How are you helping these over 10,000 South African spazas be more competitive and ultimately just improve their bottom line?
The Jobs Fund has basically funded ActuPay to put in a device into these spaza shops. The device is adding to the revenue line because it allows for them to sell prepaid airtime, prepaid electricity, you can pay your DSTV account there, a whole bunch of other functionality. But equally important, it allows for them to better manage their stock and understand their margins and produce basic financial statements. So that's been, in its own right, a useful intervention funded by the Jobs Fund. And what we've added is a layer above that, which is ActuPay now has 25 million rands to on-land to spaza shops. And in the short time that we've been experimenting with this, what we've seen is that two things happen. One is revenue generally goes up, somewhere 100%. And two is the capital is being secured by one spaza shop while a second one is being opened. So we are seeing an expansion. And the logical next step, which I discussed with one of the spaza shop owners in Durban last week, is for a group of them to jointly fund a warehouse so that they can basically secure bulk discounts and, you know, improve their profitability and maybe even improve the pricing to the end consumer.
That is very exciting because very often when you chat to the fab costs of this world when they were still around and really in tune with the spaza shop community, they said it is all about getting that distribution right as well. So fascinating. We'll be following that closely. That was the CEO of the SASME Fund, Ketso Gordon, sharing how the SME Fund's investment in A2P